Jim, of course, yesterday you and I, we completed the Point to Pinnacle. This is going to be a bit of a Point to Pinnacle recap show, but there is one lady we do need to talk to on the show. Please welcome the first female to cross the finish line in yesterday's Point to Pinnacle. She is an icon on this race. She's won it two times before. It can be the only Miriam Dowie. Miriam, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. Thank you so much for having me on. And awesome work yesterday. It was really admirable and just seeing you guys and all the other people out there. So congratulations.
Oh, and she's so humble. And she, you are truly a superstar.
Miriam, can we start with yesterday when we were in the presentation, we were sitting there with everyone in the room, and you were like, oh, wasn't my best time, it was a bit slow. And then everyone started laughing in the room because it's like, well, you won.
Yeah, that's it. And it's all about, at the end of the day, it's not about how fast you run it, it's just about the journey and the process and just completing the actual event and getting to the finish is an achievement in itself.
Miriam, you are so incredibly impressive. I mean, this is the third time that you've won it. You did it in 1 hour, 48 minutes. As Jim just said, you've done it 10 minutes faster than that in the past. Can you talk us through the run yesterday from your perspective?
Yeah, it was such a beautiful morning for it. We were very lucky. There was no wind. The sun was out. I just kept a steady pace throughout, as steady as it can be for running up a hill. I think from the springs to the pinnacle was where my legs just sort of, they just felt really heavy and just got a bit of cramps towards the end. But, I just pushed through, literally just told myself, one foot in front of the other, and got there.
I'll tell you what, it would have been a good idea to talk to Miriam before we did the Point to Pinnacle, Jim, not afterwards, just for some advice.
Can't really ask.
We're asking just normal people for advice. We probably should have asked a dual winner of the race.
Miriam, was it earlier this year, was it last year, I can't remember, when you were running up every day raising money?
Yeah, that was in August. So I did the Everest Challenge to run and raise funds and awareness for the Tim Blair Run for Kids Foundation. So they're an organisation that supports families who are undergoing challenges with childhood illness, including cancer and other chronic illnesses.
Was it every day for a week that you were running up and down?
Yes, every day.
So yesterday, how much training are you doing in the lead up? Or is there, I guess, a bit, and did that help? Did you were like, well, at least it's only once.
Oh, mentally, definitely.
Oh, we got you, Mary. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, that's what it is. She's still at the top of the mountain.
Reception's not, she's just done a light jog this morning back up.
Sorry, Mary, what were you saying?
Leading up to the event, my training hasn't been as consistent as I would have liked it to be. But, I've attempted to at least do a few runs from the springs to the pinnacle before the event just to help mentally and physically prepare, because that's the hardest section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we didn't do any
of that. No, we didn't do any of that. Hey, Miriam, how cool is it? Because one thing Jim and I have spoken about that we thought was one of the most powerful things about getting up that mountain is going past all the spectators, and especially like as runners, we run past the walkers at one point, and they're all clapping each other on. We clap the walkers on. This community feel, doesn't it? Does that help you drive to get to the top?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was inspired by everyone out there and just having that support from the walkers and the runners as well. We're helping each other get to the top. So it's a collective effort, which I think is really amazing. Not many races have that effect. Yeah,
and the fundraising stuff as well. I know you mentioned it yesterday in your speech, like Just Like Jack. I mean, that stuff blows Nathan and I away. Obviously, Nathan and I, we ran with the Mobile Mobros for Movember. It feels like it's, because I know you've done so many runs, it feels like this one's just a bit more than a half marathon.
Oh, definitely. And for many of the runners, they were running for a purpose. So maybe it was to raise funds for an organisation or maybe a personal goal. So there was something that was a motive for them to get to that finish. more than just running a half marathon. Mary, it's really special.
Oh, yeah. You're so incredibly talented, and it's so cool to watch you and see you take these victories out. There's two questions I wanted to leave you with before we do let you go. Question number one, are you sore? Because Jimmy and I, we weirdly, for some reason, we're not as sore as we thought we would be. I mean, yesterday we're almost in tears afterwards, and we did go to bed at about 6 p.m. last night. But are you sore? And also, what should Jimmy and I be doing to ensure that we can walk tomorrow?
Yes. I am a little bit sore, but it's not bad to the point that I can't walk or, you know, it's okay. It's expected.
Okay.
Soreness. But, yeah, that's really good that you guys are feeling well. I recommend to keep the legs moving, doing a bit of active recovery. And, yeah, so the thing is you might develop delayed onset muscle soreness.
DOMS, of course.
DOMS, yeah. Or the old DOMS.
DOMS, yeah. Listen to us three professional runners just chatting about it. Okay, all right, so keep the legs moving. The final question I had, now, Miriam, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this because you just rocketed straight away from the start. You probably didn't see Jimmy and I, but I was wondering if you had any feedback on our running styles or anything, but I'll be honest, you probably didn't see us, did you?
No, unfortunately, I didn't, but whatever you guys have done, you made it to the top, so you're doing well.
Oh, we love you. There you go. Miriam Dowie, another huge round of applause. 1 hour, 48 minutes. Now, I know you're actually not happy with that time, so I need to stop reading it out, but it beat us by a very long way. So, Miriam Dowie.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are an inspiration. Congratulations. We can't wait to chat to you again. Maybe we talk to you a little bit earlier before the race next year when we do it, hey?
That sounds like a great plan.
Thank you, Miriam.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.